This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says the state is ramping up coronavirus testing and contact tracing. He announced today that more than 800 AmeriCorps and Senior Corps members will join Colorado's COVID-19 response team. Polis says following up with infected people is necessary to fight the virus.
It's hard to underscore how important this news is. With hundreds of contract tracers working in the state, we will have a much better response to the virus, and we'll be able to address outbreaks more quickly, which will reduce infections, save lives, and allow us to be more open with our interactions, right?
The program is expected to begin immediately. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he'll sue if the Trump administration tries to send military troops to quell Colorado protests. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Weiser has filed more than a dozen suits against the Trump administration on various issues, and he said he'd do it again if the president actually sent in the military to patrol the streets of Denver.
The president has the power to call in the military in the case of a rebellion. This isn't one of those situations.
Weiser called Trump's comments this week sad and said the country needs lifting up right now. In the last several days, Denver police have arrested almost 300 people connected to the protests. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the government's response to the protests around the country. Then the Republican Party has issued an ultimatum to North Carolina demanding the state commit this week to holding the Republican National Convention in August, or it would be moved elsewhere. Congressional Democrats' response to protests and RNC Charlotte update next on All Things Considered. Also, the federal government pushed out roughly $3 trillion in economic relief to ease the pandemic's fallout, but the imperfections and shortcomings are coming into view. CPR's Caitlin Kim will have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight for Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Boulder. Partly cloudy for Grand Junction, partly cloudy for Vail overnight. You're listening to CPR News.